Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miss P asking if we intentionally matched today.
I hope
we didn't look as stupid in the meeting we had before the show as we do right now. We had a really important meeting before the show, and thankfully Kenny and I weren't sitting directly next to each other the way it looks like right now on the screen. And it was noticed. Oh, you guys are wearing matching hoodies today. What's that? Oh, that's cool. Sitting next to it. It's cool, though. We only have 6 more hours of this. It's good. Almost there, guys.
Miss P came up in the meeting-ish.
That's a shoot. Yeah. That's a shoot.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. We do appreciate Miss P, Dr. David out there in Napa.
Yep, yep.
We appreciate Pino. We appreciate Mitch in New Jersey. Cheryl in Baltimore.
Yep, yep. Everywhere.
I mean, with Miss P.
In Staten Island.
With Miss P. Miss P was, no, our audience is actually international. Like, Miss P listens to us. She might be, like,
you
in the Bahamas. She could be in Greece.
She's on the PJ.
Yeah,
she's
like,
on the
PJ. She got us. She got us listening on a variety of continents and islands and the whole deal.
It's facts. No lie. Rory's in the Philippines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a shoot?
Yeah. Rory, the one that used to come in here and piss off James Hamm.
He does piss off James Hamm, yeah.
He I don't know if he's there for permanently or whatever, but he's doing something over in the Philippines.
All right.
He was in the chat yesterday.
All right, let's get to these phone lines, man. 916-909-1320. You want to get in here. Start with our man Daniel. Daniel, what's up, brother?
D-Lo, Casey, how you guys doing?
We good, man. What's going on with you?
Not too bad, just working. Hey, right. The way I look at it is Mike Brown is going to be the recipient of this franchise just being a dumpster fire for so long that it has been. I think he could get $12 million. I think he could almost get whatever he wants, because if he walks away from the Kings are right back to where they started before him. They have always been a dumpster fire. If he leaves, there'll be another one.
No, you don't know.
And
that.
I think he knows that. I think his agent knows that. Oh man, dude, man, I've been a fan since they got here in 1985. Yo, this team is this team. This is what they are. When Webb and all of them were here, that was an offshoot. That was, that was fire in a bottle, man.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen all the time. This is what the Kings are right now.
Here's what I'll say about that, because I know you want to push back against that, but like from a national media perspective, mm-hmm. the argument could be made like, oh, you might talk down about Mike Brown now, but if they fire, if they don't renew Mike Brown or they let Mike Brown go, it's like, look at what they did. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I swear to that's why they're the Kings. That's why.
Well, nobody even think about Mike Brown right now. He can leave the Kings, and all of a sudden he's
Tyrese
Wooden.
Halliburton. All of a sudden, nobody was talking about Tyrese Halliburton and the Sacramento King. As soon as he left, oh, my God, they're the Kings. This is the same organization that traded Tyrese Halliburton, who scored 7 points in his playoff debut.
And all
or
I'm
shot saying, seven shots. I can't remember.
No, what 7 points. 7 points too. Maybe shot seven shots too.
No.
But all I'm saying about that though is, I'm not disputing that it's been nasty for a long time with Sacramento. But you literally don't know that. You don't know that if they move on from Mike Brown, they don't get Coach X that is a better fit. You literally don't know that.
No, you don't, and I don't think that's something you try to find out right now.
No, you don't find out. But I just like they that was Daniel, right? I
think it
was
Daniel.
I rock with Daniel, but people like Daniel would always say the Kings are never going to be a playoff team with Vivek as an owner. Well, it happened.
Well, you don't know that Daniel would say that. That's not fair.
No, people like Daniel. I'm not saying Daniel said it specifically. I'm saying people like who just speak in
generalities.
Yeah, general absolutes. When I have always said, because I dealt with this with Jed York, when people were like, oh, they'll never win because Jed York is on it. No, they'll win again at some point. That we were on this very show, and it's like, man, Kings ain't never going to make. No, they'll make the playoffs.
Like well, to be fair.
The drought won't go on forever. Like, they'll make the playoffs.
To be fair, it felt like it was going to. To be fair, it did feel like this team was never going to. Some people fake cried about it on. Let's get Mitch in here. 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Damon, Casey, hope everything's well. First of all, you got to keep Brown. He's a good coach. It's the players we have. And I hope they can keep Mr. Monk. Keegan, don't entertain. You might get something worse. They need a big guy. They need another an enforcer in as a center. Somebody that's 7 feet tall. That guy, I think, Lively. I think he matches the credentials I'm hoping they get. But how many draft choices do they have this upcoming year? I want to say something about the River Cats. How many draft choices they got coming this year? One or two first-round picks?
Well, you were saying let them go because you want to talk about River Cats. I think they got their first, and they might have 3 seconds.
Mm.
So I think they got 4 picks. Don't quote me on that. I'll look it up, Mitch, but I think they got 4 picks this year.
Oh. I'm going to quote you, okay, Casey? Hey, I love that. That was funny. I love what you said on the feedback on the phone, which I still don't understand how to play the forward with this Odyssey online.
Uh-huh.
You said the Mitch Whisperer. That was funny because you know I love dogs. And
yeah.
I'm glad the Oakland is a terrible owner. I'm glad they moved to Sacramento. Maybe it won't fall through in Las Vegas. Could they be called the Sacramento River Cats? You had some teams that were sports that have the same name. St. Louis Cardinals, New York Giants, for example, before they moved to San Francisco. You got the Kings, the hockey team, and your team. Why can't they have it be the same name?
Well, I don't think I get what you're saying. I don't think they would change it to the River Cats. They'd keep it the A's. That would be my guess. I think he was saying if they stayed permanently, would they just, the Major League team, would they take on the name as the River Cats? I see what you're saying. I'd keep it the A's, though. I'd keep it the A's.
Thanks, Mitch.
I appreciate it. Hey, Mitch, you got to come out and watch one of these games. Look, man. I'm getting more and more hyped about next summer. I'm getting pretty
next
hyped.
Summer? What's yeah. next summer?
That's when the A's will start.
Oh.
I'm getting more and more hyped about that. That's gonna be pretty dope. Like whenever right now, the King season is over and we're just like here, you know, until October. Not next summer. There's games the games go to, things to do.
You think so?
Think so how? Like
what? Like what? Like I'm still not entirely sure what the A's playing, you know, in Sacramento means for us.
Oh, it's going to be something to do. Professional sports to watch.
Yeah. No, I got that. And that'll be cool. But, like, I mean, like, does that trump wrestling talk? Or where we grocery shop?
Show.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I don't know.
It will.
Nothing trumps wrestling talk.
This is very true. It will opening, like, it'll be a big deal opening day, but that'll be, you know, Kings will still be playing.
They better be.
Kings will still be playing.
Season won't even be over. No, they
okay,
still
that's
be playing.
Fine. The Kings better be playing for something. And then, like, it will, you know, towards the end of the season, but I don't, like, no one believes they're going to be good. I don't know. I can't quite pinpoint, and we've discussed this privately before. Mm. We've probably discussed it on the show. Like, yeah, the first time the Yankees come through, it'll be a big deal. First time the Dodgers come through, it'll be a big deal. If the Giants come here. Yeah, like, you know, big names, big players, those types of things. But outside of that, I just don't know how it affects our day-to-day life.
I don't know how it affects the show. And the not just the show, but the talk, you know, the day-to-day talk of sports here in the city. I don't know if they'll be ingratiated into that fabric necessarily, mainly because it's temporary. It's labeled as temporary right now. If it was they're here, like if it ever becomes permanent or they get another one, yeah, I think that's a, especially over the summer, mm-hmm. I think that's a daily talk.
And I mean, Well, like is always the case, they'll tell us.
Yeah.
Like and that was always our thing, like our thing with the A's and this temporary move. We'll know, like if there's a vibe, mm-hmm. we'll know. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody gonna be more tapped in than we are.
Facts.
But if there's not, you're gonna come. Like the number one, the way I talked about this was, I'm not gonna break down middle relief pitching. This is just not something I'll ever do. Like, I don't think this market will ever be that invested in a baseball team.
Well,
to do what, like, Bonte and Butch do with the Giants, I ain't never going to do that.
The one thing I will say during my whole research of just the A's, this A's saga and coming to Sacramento and all this other stuff, I did find out, and things change, but I did find out this is a huge baseball city. It has always been a
huge baseball
huge
city.
Huge baseball city.
They You're going to have to share that
they
research.
They had these PCL
with me.
Teams and all this other stuff that led the PCL in attendance. They would sell out Hughes Stadium. They had the ballpark they had in, I think, the 60s or 70s was where that Target is on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out all the, like, anytime they've ever had baseball here, sold out to
that
the max.
That was before the Kings, though.
Now, here's the deal. The point was, this region has always been a baseball region. The Kings got here. We know them now as this is a basketball town and they love the NBA. They essentially had to learn to love the NBA and basketball the way they do now. Baseball has been ingratiated in this city for years. Hell, when the Rivercats first got here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just, it picked up, like what they did is like, oh, we hadn't had a team for 20 years. Baseball's back. We're selling out every night. Like, that's just what we're doing. And for whatever reason, I don't know what happened, but that tailed off a little bit, and I think it picks right back up,
We'll come back. It's Thielen with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. We'll get to your phone calls as well, 916-909-1320. It's ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris the Crick set to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. My man Jason Jones of The Athletic, final hour of the show. My man Brandon joins us right now on these phone lines, 916-909-1320. What's going on, B?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. What's going on with you?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for all the content, the vibes, and everything you guys did this King season, holding it down for Sacramento. I really appreciate all the work you guys did.
My dog, appreciate you, man.
Hey, real quick, though, what do you guys think that Monty's going to do with Davion? Because I can't really put a finger on whether he increased his value because he looked good at the end of the year, or if he decreased it because the way he was in the beginning. He's a cheap contract, but what do you guys feel about that backup point guard role, and what do you guys feel about Davion in his future?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brandon. Davion, I don't know that there's – it's kind of a cop-out answer here. I don't know that, there is anything to do with Davion. Mm-hmm. I think there was a point maybe towards the beginning of this year where it was like Davion can be included in any trade and it's easy. Mike's not playing him. Not a fan. Keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Well, to what Brandon was saying there, maybe he increased his value a little bit, but like sometimes we look at that as like Davion increased his value to other teams around the league, whereas you could also make the argument Davion increased his value to the Sacramento Kings, to where, like, if you had to find a matching contract, Davion is an easy one to include. But I don't think there is an urgency, maybe not an overwhelming desire to move him for the sake of moving him. I feel like at the beginning of the year, there might have been a move him for the sake of moving him conversation. I don't think that exists anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, if you're able to get one of these game-changing players to add to your roster, and you have to use Davion's contract, or just, you know, him as a ball player, like somebody may covet him as a ball player, to lock down that contract, or excuse me, lock down that acquisition, that trade, then yeah, he's in that type of realm for this Kings team. But just in general, when you're looking at your roster and what you have, I think he's a plus to this team. Mm-hmm. I think he showed that he's somebody that can be part of the quote-unquote program that you're trying to create here. And he can play good basketball, and he's improving on the court. So I'd have him as part of the program moving forward, unless it's like, you know, Mikal Bridges and the Brooklyn wants Davion as part of the deal. All right, you got to do what you got to do, but mm-hmm. No, I think Davion is here.
I think we also have to, you know, recalibrate our expectations and thoughts on specific players as years progress, roster changes, coaching changes, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, Davion being a lottery pick, you know, I think you kind of focus on him being like one thing, and he's gone through a variety of different changes. It feels like it took him a while to find himself with Mike Brown, which admittedly probably surprised a lot of us given the type of coach Mike Brown is and the type of player mm-hmm. we thought Davion Mitchell was. Davion Mitchell showed towards, you know, the better part of the second half of the season what type of player he is. And I feel like if we just kind of recalibrate our thoughts a little bit, it's really easy to see Davion Mitchell on this team long term.
Yeah.
In the same breath, though, it's also very easy to see Davion being attractive to another team who might be involved in trade discussions with Sacramento.
For sure. For sure.
916-909-1320, our man TC here. TC, what's up, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC?
Oh, just vibing. Hey, so, I'm with y'all on Davion, right? In another spectrum, though, like what we was talking about with Mike Brown, bro, I'm signing Mike Brown to a 10 mil a year, a 5-year deal, a long-term contract. I'm not even playing with him. I'm not doing none of that. Vivek, signing, period. No ifs, ands, or buts, or none of that, period. I'm telling you, the same Kings fans and everybody that want to talk about, let's get rid of Mike, bro, y'all don't want to go back to that, I promise you. So y'all need to sit back, grab a drink, and really think about what y'all saying and talking about. I know it's a lot of emotions riding high, this and that. I'm emotional, bro. I haven't watched a single minute of the playoffs, and I really don't care about the playoffs, bro. That's how jaded I am. But I'm not that crazy to be like, get rid of Mike, bro. If we get rid of Mike, bro, it's over. I promise you. Don't play, Vivek. That's all I got.
Okay. All right, Vivek. Don't play then. I'm going to say it again because maybe I was hollering. Play, don't play. Y'all don't know that line. You don't get that reference.
Where's play, don't play?
It's Bilal? It's House Party.
When play getting ready to drive off without him.
Play. Okay, I'm going to say it again because maybe I was hollering. Play, don't play. Play, I love you. Play.
I got to go back and watch that movie.
I love House.
I've watched that movie. It's been a year or two since I've seen that movie, man. I got to go back and watch.
I've seen that movie so many times. That's one of my top four joints right there. Yeah. Shireen.
No House Party.
Shireen. Poor Shireen, living in the projects.
Pouring all that sugar into the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. You can drink that peanut because we leaving. Just looking at all that sugar make my teeth hurt. That's good, girl. See, that's how I'm that way with House Party, the way you are with Saved by the Bell episodes.
Saved by the Bell, Above the Rim, you know.
Above the Rim.
Above the Rim, mm-hmm. Poetic Justice is probably the two that I know the most.
Brush that weak ass fade. Joe Torre.
I can't even go into the rest of that. That diatribe.
No, you definitely cannot. Definitely cannot.
Crazy. Then it got crazy.
Yeah, it got a little wild. That's their business.
you ain't gonna do nothing?
That's their business.
Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
It's their business.
916-909-1320. If you want to talk with us, we want to talk with you. Mention that line at the end of that Athletic article from Sam and Anthony. The Kings are stuck on the doorstep of something special. I don't know why. Man, that line stuck with me. The Kings are stuck on the doorstep of something special.
Why did it stick with you? I could tell you, you know, my thoughts on it, but what about that quote had you thinking?
I think what I got hung up on was, well, obviously the Kings had just been eliminated from the playoffs, right? So you're eliminated from playoff contention, I should say. And, you know, so the kind of emotions are running high. You're thinking back to last year, you know, maybe some, you know, a variety of different expectations going into this year. And, you know, you've got De'Aaron and, you know, you've got Domas and you're waiting to see exactly how Keegan pans out. And I think the reason it stuck with me is because I thought it was spot on. Mm. They're like, they're right there. Mm-hmm. And I think we all agree there's something there. We don't know exactly what it is. We don't know if it's winning a playoff series. We don't know if it's winning a championship. We don't know if it's being a balanced team with a potentially deadly offense and a really solid defense. We don't know if it's an extremely prolific offense and a little bit to be desired on the defensive end. We don't know if it's a two all pro team, a two all NBA team, a single all NBA team. We don't know exactly what it is, but if we cut and paste different moments through the season, mm-hmm. we can probably form our Kings utopia about what we want this team to be or what we think this team could be. And the doorstep means you're on the outside trying to get in. And the line stuck with me because it was like, what does it take to get through that doorway? How do you get into that rarefied air of something special? Mm-hmm. Boston obviously has something special. Denver obviously has something special. Does Oklahoma City? We believe that they do. Mm-hmm. Their story needs to be told a little bit. But I think we're of the belief that Oklahoma City has something special.
Yeah.
How many other teams around the league have something special? And what would it take for Sacramento to walk through that door? And it just, I think to more specifically answer your question, it stuck with me because I feel like it's accurate.
Yeah. There's one word that transformed that whole sentence for me. And that stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuck on it. Cause you could take that word out and be like, the Kings are on the doorstep of something special. And it means something completely
mm-hmm.
different.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but it's like, oh yeah.
Like there's an inevitability to that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the doorstep of something special. Like you just
Which is probably what people would have said about the Thunder last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You hear that and it's like, oh, it's gonna happen. You just gotta be patient. Something special is about to happen. Stuck on the doorstep is you can see something special might happen. But you may never get through the door.
It's like the door's got the chain on it, but it's open and like you can see inside.
Who all in there?
Yeah. You just take the chain off. And the Kings are just stuck there on the outside.
They're stuck, man. And but it also means that you could get through the doorstep. Like it doesn't mm-hmm. mean like you're stuck in a bad place. You're just trying to
figure out. De'Aaron running over. Hold on, man. I'm going to get that chain off for you.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out how to get through, break through, and get to that next level where you can do something special. And, yeah, I think that is perfectly said. They're stuck on this doorstep. They're trying to get through that door. And if they get through that door, I think you're convinced, okay, we got something special. Mm-hmm. We've got – you know, one of the great players in his franchise history in De'Aaron Fox. Same with DeMontis Sabonis. Keegan Murray is, you know, that third guy that we've been looking for. Malik Monk, if he comes back, man, Monk and Fox are special. It's like, you know, this era's Dame and CJ and all this other stuff. Like, they're just so dynamic. And then you build on that and you get better. But, yeah, the stuck aspect of that line is spot on. To be honest with you.
You brought up Malik, man, and Jesse asked this question. And it's how much of a setback would it be if Malik didn't come back?
Mm.
Now, obviously you have the ability to respond relatively quickly because this, you know, it's free agency and all of that. But whoever you sign isn't going to be Malik. How big of a setback is it if Malik leaves?
Feels like so. I'll say this. When around that Wizards game, or I think it was the Knicks game, or something like that. The first Knicks game in Sacramento. I remember coming in here and I was just like, man, they can't lose Malik. It is devastating if they don't lose him. Like this is, they'd be catastrophic if they lose him. And I was saying that. In a basketball sense, like for this team, me personally, it's still catastrophic and devastating. Because I love Malik Monk,
right?
But after seeing them for 10 games without Malik, I don't know if it would be that devastating. It would be a setback for sure, I think. But they can still compete, and I wasn't sure they'd be able to compete without Malik Monk, and that's with not adding anybody, right? Like, you know, I talk about like Bones Highland and, you know, I'd love to have him there or Lonnie Walker, you know, I talk about, I'd love to have him here. Maybe they can come in and fill some of that. You know, I'm seeing this team in the last 10, 11 games of the season without Malik Monk with nothing to replace him with. Now, if you lose Malik, maybe there's an offseason where you can get somebody in there that can give you 70% of what Malik brought to the table. And maybe, that helps you out as well. So personally, it would be catastrophic. That's my boy. Before he got here, I was trying to get him in Sacramento for 4 or 5 years. Then he gets here. Now I definitely don't want him to leave because he's been that good. But as a basketball team, as a franchise, there may be life without Malik Monk more than we kind of realize.
This question came up in the chat from Dalt992. My question, do the Kings promise Malik a starting position to keep him? And our position on that has kind of been the same. If he wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he wants it, and that brings up the Keon Ellis question. Because I think Kevin Huerter is removed from the equation. Not because he's not going to be here, not because the Kings are trying to trade him, but because Keon Ellis has supplanted Kevin Huerter as the starter. Mm-hmm. If there's a situation where the Kings have to decide, well, Malik Monk will re-sign here at the 17.5, the 78 total, if he's our starting two guard, then that's a different thing. My question has been, will Keon Ellis be the starting two? And I try it, one of the difficulties in all of this is there's really no sample size of Keon starting, Huerter coming off the bench, Malik being here, and Trey Lyles being here. Mm-hmm. That sample size doesn't exist, but that's the ups and downs of the NBA. You just got to expect things like that are going to happen. There's a minimal sample size of Keon starting and Malik even being in the lineup. Mm. And I think there were a total of 4 games where that occurred. Mm-hmm. Kings were 2-2 in those 4 games, mm-hmm. and one of them was the Wizards' loss. Mm. So it's kind of I love Malik, and I love the confidence that he has in everything that he does, and I love the line that he said yesterday about, I believe if I was still here, you know, if I was playing, we'd be playing. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I'm not going to question him on that. But I'd also say a lot of the Kings' frustrating losses, if not all of the Kings' frustrating losses this season, Malik Monk was here for. Mm-hmm. They didn't occur in the last 10 games of the season. The games that De'Aaron refers to, missing free throws, that was Milwaukee. Malik played in that game. Mm-hmm. The bad losses that he referred to in the past, we didn't take care of business when we have to. We all know what that is. We've been over a million times. Charlotte, Portland, Washington, Malik played in those games.
Yeah.
So it's a bit romantic to think that those all happened in the last 9 games of the season. There's no question there was a fall off, and you had a difficult loss to Phoenix, which I think we all believe Malik would have played a role in. Mm-hmm. There are people, I think, like yourself, who believe had Malik been around in that second Dallas game, mm-hmm. things would have been different. But we romanticize the impact of Malik's absence a little bit on the totality of the season. It sucks. I hate it. He missed 9 games. He missed games, 73 through 82. There's a lot of stuff that happened in those first 73 games that Malik was around for. But still, even at that, the sample size is extremely small. And that's one of the difficulties in all of this is it's a bit unknown. And last year, if last offseason, if you're Monty McNair, maybe you could lean on the unknown a little bit. Mm-hmm. This year, you can't. You have to err, if I'm Monty McNair, on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. We need to do everything we can to bring Malik Monk back. That's a no-brainer. Everybody knows that. There's only so much you can do. But we better be aggressive in every other thing that we do. And if that includes shuffling with how we deal with Keon, that includes shuffling how we deal with Keon. Mm-hmm. If that includes trading Kevin Huerter or Davion Mitchell or a combination of those guys, then that's what we do. Mm-hmm. I just unfortunately think there's so many questions regarding about what this lineup can truly be because we just didn't get to see it in its full form through the bulk of the year because I'm including Trey Lyles into that. Mm-hmm. Trey Lyles is really important to what this team does. That was clear. As frustrating as it was without Malik the final 10 games of the season, that's when Trey came back, mm-hmm. which actually, to me, increased the level of frustration because it was like, damn, we just got Trey back. If Malik had been here, this whole thing could look different. Yeah. But but it doesn't. Those are the hands that are dealt, you know, during an NBA season. And the Kings, the Knicks, you know, they survived without Julius Randle and OG Anunoby at different points. The Minnesota Timberwolves survived without Karl Anthony Towns at different points. You have to learn to survive without key players. And if you're Monty McNair, you have to construct a roster that can survive without some of your key players.
For sure. For sure. You know what's interesting? I'm not like I think Kyle Mattson, even yourself. Like, if there's something to Google search, you know exactly what to put into the search engine to get what you're looking for, like, really, really quick. Usually, you know, I'm like that as well, but sometimes it's like, just kind of a couple different times, put in different keywords to find what I want. So I say all this to say, maybe I'm not doing something right. But there's always this angst, and there is this angst here in Sacramento about Malik Monk and the Orlando Magic and him going to Orlando being able to offer him whatever and all this other stuff. And we were talking to Kamara through text yesterday, and he was like, man, this team can't score. Malik is gone. He's going da-da-da-da. So I've heard different things. It's nothing, like, secretive, just, like, reports and all this other stuff. And I type in Klay Thompson, Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Articles come up. Like, three or four articles. Yeah, mm-hmm. Clay's a target, da-da-da-da-da. Reports out there, he's target, yada-yada. I type in D'Angelo Russell, Orlando Magic. Not as many as Clay, but, or not as quick, you know, at the top page is Clay. But you scroll once, oh, D'Angelo Russell on the eye of Orlando. Orlando really wants him, da-da-da-da. I type in Malik Monk, Orlando Magic.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing outside of a Royal Pain, which is a Kings blog, which, you know, works with everything that we're talking about. We have angst here about him going to Orlando. It's not, my whole point
is. I think I have an answer to that. I don't know that you asked the question. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, you know where I think the Orlando Malik thing comes from? Twitter. And I don't think Twitter doesn't have Google impressions.
Well,
that's what it is. It's the Malik highlights from a 39-point game where thirsty Orlando fans get into the comments. That's mm-hmm. where Kings fans yeah. see it from. And you know how much sports fans live on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where a lot of it comes from.
And
I could be wrong.
I think there's a lot of Orlando, like you just said, you know, whether Kamara's talking to him at the Nugget Market out there or sees him on Twitter.
Talk about a different tax bracket. Kamara.
Come on now. That's next level. He's leaving the country. But you know, I think that's the talk amongst that. All the articles from insiders, not saying that the Magic, like Malik, isn't on the Magic's radar,
mm-hmm.
but everything that I've seen is he's behind D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't get either one of those two guys, they'll shift their attention to Malik Monk.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can, like that's it, everything that I've read is it's those mm-hmm. two first.
Mm-hmm.
And Malik might be on that list, but be third.
Mm-hmm.
So just something to look out for.
Well, it could be a created Twitter conversation, mm-hmm. but I don't think Malik has one suitor either.
He doesn't.
One thing that you have brought up repeatedly that I wholeheartedly agree with is I don't think there's a scenario where someone offers him $25 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that exists because Malik's not worth $25 million a year. Mm-hmm. That's not the conversation. Teams have to have a conversation about what other teams are going to offer him. Now, if there's one team who has one idea for the offseason and that one idea is Malik Monk and no one else, there is no D'Angelo Russell. There's no Klay Thompson. There's no other two guard in the entire league who is available for them. They have the salary cap, and Malik Monk is their guy. If that team exists, we would probably already know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But most teams are filling out a roster, you know, within a salary cap, and it's they have ideas of what they want to spend on different players, and they have, you know, we always hear the term big board as it pertains to the draft. There are free agent big boards too,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, get this player at all costs. That's at the top of their board.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that guy out the gate is a 20. It's the maximum amount we can offer him.
Mm-hmm.
everybody else is like, well, we know the Kings can offer him 70 or 17 and a half per. You know, I think we could get him, and we'd be really happy if we got him for 20. Mm-hmm. But the way we're structuring our, we can't go over 20. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think there are teams that are building. They're not to say bidding against themselves, but they're not going to overpay for the sake of overpaying.
Right.
And I think the other teams who might be in on Malik are aware of that. Orlando is a team that's kind of right there. We're seeing them struggle right now, but like they have the ability to add a couple of pieces and be really good. But they're adding a couple of pieces, not one. Mm-hmm. San Antonio's a little bit different. San Antonio needs to add quite a bit. Mm-hmm. They're not just going to throw $25 million at Malik Monk or $100 million at Malik Monk just to wrestle him away from Sacramento because they need to build out everything else that they're doing. We'll continue to talk about this. Trista Crick's going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. It's D'Lo and KC, full off-season mode here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Jesse just in there kicking it.
Just chilling. What up, dog?
Jesse going on like his first ever vacation tomorrow. I don't even know he's actually going anywhere.
Oh, do we send him off the right way?
He's just getting the hell away from us. What are we supposed to do?
We send him off the right way.
Oh,
send him out the right way.
Oh, no. Leave that man
said
alone.
No mas.
Leave that
he
man
said no
alone.
Mas. Jesse Duran said no mas.
Let the man go. Let the man go on vacation in peace.
Is this the vacation where we were trying to get everything expedited?
Are you even going anywhere? Or are you just hanging out? Oh, we're good. Oh, Kenny's dying. Crap. Kenny's dying and Jesse's going on vacation.
The Joe Brazil Show.
The Joe Brazil Show, brought to you by Matthew's Mattress.
Yeah, so the original plan didn't work out, but I won't be in Sacramento for the time.
All right, okay. All right.
This was what you were trying to get that, and it never came through that way?
Nah, they did me dirty.
That's
unbelievable,
crazy.
Man.
You'll be getting more calls from me.
That's crazy. Well, enjoy yourself.
Yes, he wants to speak to the manager. All right, man, well, have fun.
Regroup, study
a little bit. Call Keith Smith while you're away.
Hey, look, I mean, what's up? We got
leave
Joe.
Him, no, let
we
him
got,
live.
No, let him live. We got Joe here.
No,
we got Joe here.
No.
What's up?
See, no, we're not going to play pocket watch. I'll be back with a gimmick change or whatever. I'll have a haircut like the WWE wrestlers when they come back after time off.
He's
going. Be a new gimmick and all that. We'll be
the
back.
The season was already put on hold for the Olympics.
I'm taking time off.
He's going from Isaac Yankum DDS, and he's going to come back as Kane.
Yes, correct.
He's ready to go. Now you got Joe in here playing the fake Diesel, trying to get wins against him. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, Joe might get a dub. He might get a dub.
I thought Glenn Jacobs did a great job as the fake Diesel. The fake Razor was just like, come on, man.
Out of shape. And
like,
just,
what are we doing?
That was crazy.
That was awful.
That was crazy.
Absolutely awful.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, people, I was trying to get y'all a pocket watch, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Don't nobody want to fight me,
bro. I had my dad call me yesterday, and he's like, "Give me tips, like, hey, just average it out this way or whatever." Like, it's real.
That has to be the worst. Now you're getting advice.
I'm legit. Like, I got the puppy with me. I'm just sitting there, like, yeah, Dad, I'm trying.
Dad, I'm not trying to lose here.
Look, man, everybody ducking your boy, man. Everybody ducking your boy. Come on, man. It's whatever, man. I can't find a match nowhere.
You're on a. You only are playing one guy.
I'm trying to play everybody, but Eddie Hearn over here won't let me.
Well, no, now you're now. Well, no, no, Eddie. No, what you're doing,
Damian Heyman.
No,
Damian De La Hoya.
Hey,
Damian De La Hoya. Damian Arum.
No, what you're doing is. You're trying to throw Joe in here, who Joe is essentially Conor McGregor trying to go against Floyd Mayweather. I'm not sanctioning this fight.
Hey, that was a fight that counted.
Which is ridiculous. Wow. Which is ridiculous. So I'm not sanctioning that fight. I've got more integrity than these athletic commissions.
Yeah, we better not be sanctioning no Mike Tyson fights or anything while I'm gone.
No, there's not going to be any Mike Tyson versus Logan Paul.
Did you see
Jake Paul or Mike, whichever one it is.
Did you see Mike... working out? You know, he's working out.
I always see Mike working out. Mike looks great working out. He's not getting punched in any of these workouts.
No, he's going to get destroyed in this fight if they really fighting. But
I hope it's a work, man.
They you probably didn't see it. Did you see, Jesse, you see when Mike Tyson and Shannon Briggs act like they was about to fight? It looked terrifying.
Was that when they were in New York?
Yeah, they were in Brownsville. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. And they it was like the most New York thing you'd ever see. Like Mike Tyson sees Shannon Briggs.
It was on the street?
Yeah, it was on the sidewalk. And there's 20 people surrounding them, and they saw each other. And at first they was like, oh, what's up, man? What's up? And then they're like, what's up? What's up? Mike takes off his shirt. Shannon Briggs takes off his shirt. They get in boxing stance. They throw some punches to the body or whatever. I was like, oh, it's going down. It's going down. And then they what's up, big dog? What's up? I'm like, what the hell? It's the most, and then the people around him was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the most New York thing you'll ever see.
Well, all right.
Just extra. Why did you take your shirt off? Both of them shirtless on a Brownsville sidewalk.
Well, I'm assuming Mike Tyson's in phenomenal shape right now, so he's just looking for
it. He is in good shape. So is Shannon Briggs.
Well, he is still. I mean, he's fighting, so I just don't.
Well, he didn't look
I would prefer
he
this.
He didn't look in great shape against Roy Jones.
I would prefer this didn't happen.
Are we paying for that? Are we watching that?
Yeah, I'm watching it. Absolutely. I think that's my birthday weekend, too, so it's going to be part of the party.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to do a Mike Tyson watch party how you did Space Jam?
Mike's 20th.
Mike's 57 years old.
Mike look good for 57, man.
Well, he does, but he's 57.
Out. Yeah, he's going to get... If they really fight, he's going to get destroyed. The guy... Jake Paul's 26.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Are we ready to see Mike Tyson get knocked out by Jake Paul?
Jake Paul is 26 years old. He may or may not be taking performance-enhancing drugs.
I'm watching.
He's been boxing every day for 4 or 5 years. He's going to destroy Mike.
I'm watching the clip of Briggs and Tyson now.
These dudes is crazy.
It's kind of funny. It is kind of funny.
You know what they look like? I ain't going to say, because I'm not trying to. Well, it's all in love, right? They kind of look like when they finally embrace, don't they look like bears that are playing with each other? In the water, yeah. And then they're like, "Oh yeah, yeah, let's go, buddy."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They're so buff. And...
Yeah, they're gigantic. This weird thing happens to dudes' chests when they get older. It's happening to Mike too.
What happened?
Well, I don't know how to explain it.
Just be careful.
No, their chests just take these. Do you think Mike was?
What is it, caveman?
I think when you were super muscular before, because Mike, I always have this one particular vision of young Mike, and he is shredded beyond description, right? Mm-hmm. But he's bulky too.
Yeah.
And it's when you have that built chest as you get older and it starts to. You know, you're just not as muscular as you used to be.
A little Ric Flair action?
Yes, exactly.
Gravity
I was going to use Redacted as an example, but...
Jeez, that guy.
So I was do you think...
He probably got some work done.
Do you think Mike
you think he
was...
got work done? Redacted?
Work,
on
where?
That area.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because the last time we saw him, he looked like hell. So no, I don't think he got any work done there. He got work done everywhere else. But I don't think he did that. You can kind of see it in The Rock a little bit. Like, The Rock's chest looks a little
John
weird.
Cena,
you could see it a little bit. Their chest, Hunter.
Kofi Kingston?
Well, no, Kofi's just a little dude.
No, but Kofi, he had a skinny little chest.
Yeah, Kofi just a little skinny dude. But but it makes me think, was Mike, and I don't know what the tech, was Mike on something? Back then?
When he was in his prime, I don't
know. Or was that just him?
Yeah, I think that was just him.
Because testing back then in boxing was as fraudulent as athletic commissions were. That was something that was pretty legit, wasn't it?
They didn't, from my knowledge, they didn't do a lot of usage at that time.
Really?
Because it was all these, the training was major.
Yeah, yeah.
It was we joke, but it was almost like Rocky, like carry a barrel, a tree barrel on your back and do squats. And like, they was crazy with the training. And it was all just like stuff like that. They didn't have technology. Remember, they thought it was so crazy that Drago was on a treadmill. Like, oh my gosh.
Man's a machine.
He's on a treadmill. And they were like, this guy, he can't be beat. But look, real quick, this is why that fight is about to do numbers. Because Taz is here talking about Tyson about to hit Jake Paul so hard that his grandkids will stutter. All right.
This man is 60 years old. Yeah, if Tyson. Like,
there's so many people who believe this. There's so many people who think Mike Tyson is going to beat the brakes off of Jake Paul. And that's why they're going to do crazy numbers.
If you were watching Tyson back then, don't watch this fight. Don't watch it.
Wait, Casey's saying Jake is killing Mike? Yeah, he's going to destroy that old man.
Yeah, there's a 30-year age difference.
Your grandpa is 60 years old, bro. It's like him fighting Jake Paul.
Here's Eddie. I got texting all day.
Oh, Eddie.
Come on.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
No, man, I'm telling you, man. It's crazy. Oh,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.